虽然以色列人在旷野漂流了四十年，最后照着神的应许，他们进入了应许的迦南地。
Even though the Israelites wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, finally at the end they were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
以色列人进入迦南地之后，神要他们要守这个神的节期。
And after they entered into that land, God wanted to them to observe certain ordinances and festivals.
其中至少有两个目的。
There are at least two reasons for this.
第一个，借着守节期，他们纪念神在旷野路上给他们的恩典，以及他们所看到神的能力。
Because firstly, if they were to observe these feasts, they would be able to be reminded of God's grace along their journey through the wilderness.
比如说逾越节，他们就想到当时神怎样降下第十个灾害在埃及地。Passover.
Oh, sorry. And through the feast of the Passover, they could remember when God had sent down the 10 plagues and saved them out of the land of Egypt.
神又是如何的保守了所有以色列家的头生的？
And how God preserved all of the firstborn sons.
这些节期也继续的来让以色列人领受神的恩典。
And these feasts allowed them to continue to receive God's grace.
比如说赎罪日，他们继续来领受神对他们的这个过患的赦免。
For example, the Day of Atonement, they would continue to remember God's forgiveness.
这些节期根据他们的时间，可以把它分成三组。
And if you look at the timeline of these feasts, you can divide them into three different time periods or categories.
第三组是在宗教历的七月份。
And the third group is in their calendar, the seventh month of their calendar.
在七月份有三个节期。
And then there are three feasts in the seventh month.
第一个就是这个五旬节，不是吹角节。
The first is the Feast of the Trumpets.
第二个就是赎罪日。
And the second is the Day of Atonement.
第三个就是祝棚节。
And the third is the Feast of the Tents.
这三个项目都是在七月份。
And all these three feasts are in the seventh month.
那在我们的祷告前，我们来查考这个赎罪日。
And so let's study the Day of Atonement.
好，请看利未记十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章二十九节。
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29.
二十九节，每逢七月初十日，你们要刻苦己心，无论是本地人，是聚居在你们中间的外人，什么工都不可做，要做你们永远的定例。
This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you.
赎罪日只有一天，就是在七月的十日。
There is only one day of the atonement, and that's on the tenth day of the seventh month.
三十节。
Verse 30.
因在这日要为你们赎罪，使你们洁净，你们要在主面前得以洁净，脱尽一切的罪愆。
For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord.
那目的，赎罪日的目的就是要为大家赎罪，来脱离一切的罪愆。
The purpose of the Day of Atonement was in order to make atonement for everyone to cleanse them of their sins.
这表示在人的生活里头会仍然会有一些的软弱过患。
This means that in our daily lives, we often have different weaknesses and transgressions.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
这日你们要守为圣安息日，要刻苦己心，这为永远的定例。
It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever.
这个初月七月十日不一定是星期六。
This tenth day of the seventh month is not necessarily a Sabbath day.
但是他们要好像一般的安息日，什么工都不可做。
However, just like a Sabbath day, they were to abstain from any work.
所以这样的安息日叫做节期的安息日。
And so we call these festivals and feasts of Sabbaths.
所以在旧约时代，他们守 常规的安息日，而且又加上偶尔也会有这种节期的安息日。
And so on top of your normal Sabbath rests, there were also these Sabbath feasts.
那在其他的节期里头提到这个节期的安息日通常只是说什么工都不可做。
And usually on these Sabbath feasts, it stated that they were to abstain from any work.
但是在这一个赎罪日他又特别加上了一个简单的描述。比如说二十九节到跟这个三十一节都有提到说要刻苦己心。
But in this feast, the Day of Atonement, it added a special wording, which is that you shall afflict your souls.
那所以这个刻苦己心这就是一个重要的字眼。
And so this wording, this phrase, afflict your souls, is very important.
好，三十二节。
32.
那受膏接续他父亲承接圣职的祭司要穿上细麻布的圣衣行赎罪之礼。
And the priest who is anointed and consecrated as priest in his father's place shall make atonement and put on linen clothes, the holy garments.
那这里提到这个祭司他要来执行这个赎罪的献祭。
Here the priest is to minister this day of atonement.
其实在其他的节期里头也通常会献赎罪祭。
Actually, usually, they will offer different kinds of atonement offerings in the normal feasts.
但是又特别分出一个日子，七月十日，这个是赎罪日。
But there is a special day that they've set apart as a day of atonement, which is this 10th day of the 7th month.
三十三节，他要在至圣所和会幕以坛行赎罪之礼，并要为众祭司和会众的百姓赎罪。
Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tabernacle of meeting, and for the altar, and he shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly.
赎罪的对象包括祭司，包括所有的百姓。
Who is to be atoned? The people include the priests as well as the people.
这些祭司他们是圣职人员，但是在生活当中，他们同样有软弱，会有过患。
Although the priests are holy workers of God, in their lives as well, they have different transgressions and weaknesses.
34节。
34.
这要做你们永远的定例，就是因以色列人一切的罪，要一年一次为他们赎罪。于是亚伦照主所吩咐摩西的行了。
This shall be an everlasting statute for you to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year.
所以这是每一年都要做的事情。
So this is something that they had to do every single year.
那我们知道，对于我们今天来讲，这些节期帮助我们来了解神救赎的计划。
We know that these feasts help us to understand the salvation plan of God.
让我们能够从查考里头，我们明白神的救赎计划到底是什么。
Because through them, we can study and understand what exactly His salvation plan is.
让我们能够更有信心的去领受，存着感谢的心，感谢相信的心去领受。
And with greater faith, we can accept it.
那我们知道神救赎的计划，他的中心人物就是主耶稣。
And we know that at the center of the salvation plan is Jesus Christ.
所以逾越节让我们知道需要有人来代替我们。
And so the Day of Atonement allows us to understand that there is one who needs to replace us.
那从这个赎罪日，让我们知道必须有人来为我们牺牲。
And from these words of atonement, we know that there must be a sacrifice.
那这个人就是主耶稣。
And that person who sacrificed is Jesus Christ.
所以有主耶稣，才有救赎的计划。
And because there was Jesus Christ, therefore there was this plan of salvation.
有主耶稣，才有今天我们有救恩可以领受。
Because there was Jesus Christ, today we have a grace of salvation that we can partake of.
所以逾越节强调那个代替长子的那个羊羔。
So the Day of Atonement symbolizes
the Passover,
the Lamb of the Passover, which took the place of the firstborn sons who were killed.
那这个赎罪日的这个动物代表着 为人的牺牲而来赎罪。
And so these, this Passover lamb or these animals were a symbolism of those who were to be sacrificed.
那个赎罪日的那个动物啊，代表着为人的牺牲。
And the animals in the atonement sacrifices represented a sacrifice on behalf of the people.
好，请我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's all look at the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians, chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21.
哥林多后书五章二十一节，新约圣经252页。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这就是主耶稣，他没有罪，他来代替我们成为罪。
This is Jesus Christ who had no sin, and for us who had sin, he substituted and took our place.
那目的就是让我们能够得着神的义。
For the purpose that we might be righteous before God.
好，请我们再看彼得后书第一章。
Let's also look at the book of 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
对不起，是彼得前书哈，彼得前书第一章十八节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
新约圣经336页，彼得前书一章十八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传留希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers.
金银虽然非常的宝贵但是它不能够赎我们的罪。
Although silver and gold are precious metals, they are unable to save us.
十九节。
Verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕、无疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
所以主耶稣在十字架上牺牲，为我们流宝血，来救赎我们。
So Jesus Christ was a sacrifice on the cross who bled for our sins.
当时的百姓他们每一年在赎罪日要这样来这个献祭来赎罪。
At the time, the Israelites had to, on a yearly basis, offer sacrifices on the Day of Atonement to cleanse their sins.
今天我们也是需要被赎罪。
And today, we too need to be cleansed from our sins.
但是今天我们已经不再有这个所谓的赎罪日。
But today we no longer observe the Day of Atonement.
也就是说，我们今天不再做这个献这个牲畜的这样的事情。
And what I mean is that we don't offer any more animals as sacrifice.
为什么
？Why is that？
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节，律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得完全。
When for the law having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they continually offer year by year make those who approach perfect.
献祭的事情是属于律法。
Offering sacrifices belongs to the law.
那律法它的功用之一啊，就是成为将来美事的一个影儿。
And one of the functions of that law was to be a shadow of the things to come.
它只是一个影子，它不是实体。
It was a shadow, and it was not the real thing.
所以呢，它其实没有办法让人得以完全。
So in actuality, those things could not make perfect those who approached.
所以人们要等着那个实体的来到。
And so the people had to wait for the fulfillment of those things.
那才会让人真正得着神的义，得以完全。
For the true sacrifice that would perfect people once for all.
那这个实体就是主耶稣。
And that sacrifice and body was Jesus Christ.
所以从这些节期也让我们明白 为什么主耶稣他必须要受死在十字架上。
And so these feasts help us to understand why Jesus Christ had to suffer and die on the cross.
哦，所以主耶稣借着在十字架上的牺牲，已经让我们完全了。
So the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross has already perfected us.
哦，所以今天我们就不再需要这个赎罪日去献这个牲畜。
Therefore, today we no longer have to offer any more sacrifices in order to atone for our sins.
哦，所以我想要回到我刚才所提到的那个重要的字眼，刻苦己心。
So I want to return to that important phrasing, afflict your souls.
这个刻苦己心，它本来的意思，本来有几个意思。
This phrase, afflict your souls, has several meanings.
第一个就是受苦。
The first is suffering.
第二个就是下跪。
The second is to kneel down.
第三个就是谦卑。
And the third is humility.
第四个温柔。
The fourth is gentleness.
很多文字哈，它一个字可以同时有几个意思。这个希伯来，这个希伯来文或希腊文也是这样子。
Oftentimes the words of the Bible, which are in Hebrew and Greek, have many meanings to the words, and so this is such a word.
那这个刻苦己心这一个字啊，跟禁食祷告，它常常是放在一起。
And this phrase, afflict your souls, is often placed juxtaposed to the word fasting.
那这在提醒我们，这个禁食祷告它应该有的态度。
And it explains what kind of attitude we should have when we fast and pray.
我们请看诗篇三十五篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalm, chapter 53.
诗篇三十五篇。
Sorry, the book of Psalm, chapter 35.
诗篇三十五篇十三节。
Psalm 35 verse 13。
十三节，至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，禁食，刻苦己心。我所求的都是归到自己的怀中。
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart.
所以这里说禁食，刻苦己心，英文就把另外一个意思翻出来 ，humble myself， 谦卑自己。
Here, the English has translated "afflict yourself" to "I've humbled myself with fasting."
禁食祷告跟一般的祷告的不一样，就是我们对自己有比较多的要求。
The difference between a normal prayer and a fasting prayer is that we have set more.requirements for ourselves.
那这个要求就是不吃不喝。
Which is that we require ourselves not to eat or drink.
那我们人也很容易因为有这个自我的要求所以会有点抬高自己。
But because we often have many desires and wants, we often lift ourselves up.
因为我是禁食，所以我的祷告比你认真。
Because my prayer is a fasting prayer, my prayer is more dedicated than yours.
因为我是禁食，所以我比较属灵。
Because my prayer is a fasting prayer, I'm more spiritual than you are.
那其实神所要的禁食祷告，不是要有这样的态度所以要刻苦己心，要自我谦卑。
But the attitude that God wants when he hears our prayers is not like this. And so when he asked us to have fasting prayers, he asked for us to have affliction of our souls.
禁食祷告是一件很值得去执行的一件事情。
A fasting prayer is a very noble thing that we should do.
那禁食祷告常常会加上这个字眼，刻苦己心。
And fasting prayer is often,the word is often linked with affliction of our souls.
让自己受苦是因为愿意对自己在神面前 有所要求，有所约束。
And so we are willing to suffer a little bit physically in order to have something from God.
那我对神 有所求，我很渴慕，渴望能够 得着，但是我是谦卑自己的态，这样的态度来向神求。
And so you desire something very strongly from God, and so you're willing to humble yourself and kneel down and ask for it.
那我刻骨己心，我提醒我自己，我不是在跟别人做比较，我不是要表示我比别人好。
And when you afflict your souls, you're not trying to prove that you're not trying to compare with other people or prove that you're any better than anybody else.
那我是因为我在受苦，我需要神的怜悯。
But rather, you're suffering, and because you are suffering, you need God's mercy.
请再看以斯拉记第八章。
Let's all turn to the book of Ezra.
讲诗篇的前面，以斯拉记第八章。
Ezra chapter 8.
旧约圣经五百九十页。592页哈，以斯拉记八章二十一节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 21。
二十一节，以斯拉说：“那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人、孩子，并一切所有的，都得平坦的道路。”
Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions.
以斯拉带领一些人要回到耶路撒冷。
Ezra brought a few people back to Jerusalem.
这些人里头也包括了一些妇女跟孩子。
But among these people,were wives, mothers, and children.
在路途上可能会遇到强盗，可能会遇到危险。
And on the road, they could have met bandits or danger.
所以他们需要神大能的手来带领他们，来保守他们。
So they needed the great hand of God to protect them and intervene and protect.
虽然他们是得到王的允许回到耶路撒冷。
Even though they had the letter stating that the king's permission.
但是他们知道更需要的是得到天上的王来允许他们，来带领他们。
But they knew that even more important than that, they needed the protection of God to protect them.
所以以斯拉就宣告会众要禁食。
So Ezra made a proclamation that they should all fast.
那我们又再次看到这个字眼，刻苦己心，谦卑自己。
And here you can see once again that phrase, afflict your souls, which here is translated as humble ourselves.
好，再请看以斯帖记。
And let's all turn to the book of Esther.
在以斯拉记后面一点，以斯帖记第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
以斯帖记四章十五节。
Esther chapter 4 verse 15.
十五节，以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改。
Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai.
十六，你当去召集素三城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食。然后我委力进去见王。我若死，就死吧。
Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish.
十七节，于是莫迪改照以斯帖一切所吩咐的去行。
So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him.
这个王后以斯帖，她要冒着生命的危险去见王。
Queen Esther risked her life to see the king.
本来她是有一点犹疑。
Before she was hesitant.
但是经过莫迪改的勉励之后，她决定她要冒这个险。
But after Mordecai's encouragement, she resolved to go see the king.
但是再怎么说，生命都是宝贵的。
But regardless, life is still precious.
所以她也有一个请求，希望大家都能够跟她一起来进食。
So she made a plea that requested that everyone should help fast and pray for her.
这个不但跟他的生命有关，也跟当时的许多的犹太人的生命有关。
And this was not only related to her own personal life, it also meant the saving of lives of everyone who was a Jew.
所以他们面对着一个很重大、很紧急的事情。
And so this was a very urgent and important matter.
所以以斯帖要求说禁食三昼三夜。
Therefore, Queen Esther requested and pleaded for everyone to fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
那我们也看到所谓的禁食就是不吃不喝。
We see that the definition of fasting is to abstain from eating or drinking.
这里也给我们一个很好的参考。
And this gives us a very good example.
如果我们禁食是在三天之内可以的话，就像这里所说的不吃不喝。
If we can fast for 3 days and 3 nights, we should neither drink nor eat, as it's stated here.
在三天以内呢，哈。
Within 3 days.
一般来讲，人的身体可以承受的三天三夜，一般来讲是可以承受的。
Typically, humans can withstand not eating nor drinking for 3 days.
那如果超过三天的话，那就要看自己身体的状况。
But past 3 days, it depends on the individual's bodies.
那或许可以用一些流质或者饮料。
Perhaps you can have some food.
那接下来我们来看一下这个禁食祷告它的在怎样的情况之下，还有它的目的是什么。
And so let's look at what.Circumstances warrant fasting and what kind of purposes they serve.
因为旧约圣经、新约圣经都有禁食的这样的事情。
Because you see fasting prayers throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament.
在旧约时代有两种禁食。
And so there are two types of fasting in the Old Testament.
第一种就是会众大家所认同的、认定的。集体的禁食。
The first is a congregational fasting.
比如说我们所提到的这个赎罪日。
For example, this Day of Atonement.
因为他那边用了这个字眼，在赎罪日要刻苦己心，所以很有可能在赎罪日的时候他们禁食。
Because they've used the words "afflict your souls" regarding Day of Atonement, it's very likely that the Israelites fasted on this day.
那这个赎罪日是全体的一个节日。
And it is like a national day.
所以是大家全体都禁食。
And so everyone together as one, they fasted together.
赎罪日是为了要赎他们的罪。
For the sake of atoning for their sins.
所以他们渴望能够跟神和罪被赎了，跟神和好，能够亲近神。
And they desire that their sins could be atoned so they could be mediated back to join with God.
那能够亲近神，就更能够得到神的引领。
And the closer they could draw to God, the closer they would have to God's grace and guidance.
那更亲近神，也更能够得到神的帮助，神的怜悯。
And the closer they are to God, the better they can have His help.
那我已经说过，今天我们不再守这个所谓的赎罪日。
And I've already said that we no longer observe this feast of Day of Atonement.
那我有一个建议。
But I have a suggestion.
如果你还记得你是哪一天受洗的。
If you remember which day you were baptized.
或许你可以定你受洗那一天呢，你来刻苦己心，来做个这个禁食。
Maybe on that day you can set it aside so that you can afflict your soul and offer a fasting prayer.
刚才提到以斯拉，他向会众宣布禁食。
And earlier we talked about Ezra, who also asked everyone through a proclamation to fast.
所以那个也是一个集体的禁食。
And that is another congregational fasting.
因为他们有一个很特别的需要，特别的祈求。
Because they had a very specific need and request.
因为一路上可能很危险，所以他们需要神的带领。神的保护。
Because of the dangers of the road, they needed God's guidance and protection.
那从旧约圣经我们也看到，有时候遇到整个国家的这个很悲伤的事情，他们也会全体的禁食。
And when the nation faced a very tragic event, you could also see that they as a group fasted together.
好，那第二个就是个人的禁食。
The second type of fasting is individual fasting.
比如说摩西他上西乃山要领受这个神的诫命。
For example, when Moses climbed, went onto Mount Sinai and was about to receive the Ten Commandments.
那也是一次非常特别的个人的禁食。
That was also a very special individual fasting.
圣经说摩西禁食40昼夜。
It says in the Bible that Moses fasted 40 days and nights.
那这里头应该是有神的恩典跟怜悯，否则的话，一般人是没有办法禁食40天的。
So there must be God's grace and mercy in this because typically people cannot fast for 40 days and nights.
那也是一个特别的需要啊，摩西代表百姓要去领受神给他们的诫命。
And this was also a special need because Moses needed to receive the Ten Commandments on behalf of his people.
那但以理他也曾经有过个人的这种禁食。
Daniel too had also done individual fasting.
好，我们请看但以理书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 9.
旧约圣经1051页，但以理书九章第三节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 3。
但以理便进食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
第四节，我向主我的神祈祷，认罪说：主啊，大而可畏的神。像爱主守主诫命的人，守耶稣慈爱。
And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord God, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments.
再跳过来看二十节。
If you look at verse 20,
我说话祷告承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪。为我神的圣山在主我神面前恳求。
Now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God.
所以这里但以理的禁食呢，是为了自己和百姓的罪。
And so here, Daniel's prayer and fasting was offered on behalf of his sin as well as the sin of his people.
21节
Verse 21.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速归来，约在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。
Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering.
所以他的禁食祷告得到了神的回应。
And so his fasting prayer actually received a response from God.
所以他见异象，有这个天使长加百列来向他显现。
And so he saw visions and a man, Gabriel came and laid hand on him.
所以在旧约时代的禁食祷告有会众的也有个人的。
And so you can see that in the Old Testament, there was individual fasting as well as group fasting.
为了特别的需要，为了求神的这个赦罪。
For the sake of asking God to atone for their sins.
在新约时代里头，我们也可以，新约圣经里头也记载着这些禁食的事情。
And in the New Testament, we can also see examples of fasting prayer.
在耶稣的时代，他们有一些个人甚至他们有例行的这个禁食。
And in fact, in the New Testament, there are even people who made a habit of fasting prayer.
好，请看马太福音第九章。
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章十四节。
9 verse 14.
十四节，那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣说：“我们和法利赛人常常禁食，你们你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢？”
Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?"
这里就让我们知道，在主耶稣的时代，那个犹太社会里头，他们有那种经常性的这种禁食的举动。
And so we can see that in the time of Jesus Christ, the Pharisees had these traditions of fasting.
那有一些虔诚的个人他们也是有那种经常性的这个禁食。
And those who were very spiritual also had fasted very often.
那主耶稣也曾经吩咐门徒说，这一类的鬼你们要祷告禁食才能够赶出去。
And Jesus Christ also once told the disciples that this kind of demon you can only cast out through fasting prayer.
所以 这些都在告诉我们、其实在生活在我们的信仰生活里头应该有禁食祷告的这个项目。
And so these things all tell us that in our daily lives we should have such a not necessarily daily life, but we should have fasting prayer.
照着我们的需要，我们自己来定我们的禁食祷告。
According to our needs, we should offer fasting prayer.
请再看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's all turn to the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》在记载着初期教会的一些事迹。
The book of Acts records the things that happened in the early church days.
所以在当时的教会里头也有这个禁食的、这样的事情。
And so there was fasting also in the beginning of the church.
使徒行传十三章第二节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 2.
第二节，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
这里说他们指的就是第一节里头所提到的这几个人。
And when it says they, it's talking about these people in the previous verse.
这个是在安提阿的教会。
This was in the church at Antioch.
所以这几个人可能是当时安提阿教会的。以我们今天的话来讲，可能就是职务会的人员。
And so, if we want to compare this to modern day as an example, these people mentioned in the first verse can be likened to our board members.
那第二节说他们侍奉主，然后又加上禁食。
And here it says that they ministered to the Lord, and then on top of it, it says they fasted.
所以在他们侍奉的生活里头，有这个禁食。
So in this daily ministering,of their work, they fasted.
在侍奉当中有很多重要的工作，重要的事情。
In ministry, there are all kinds of works and important things.
今天我们常常会很看重开会。
For example, today we often have meetings.
但是在这里我们看到的，它不是提开会，它是提禁食。
But here it doesn't say that they met, rather it says they fasted.
所以要侍奉神，应该在侍奉神的生活里头应该有禁食这件事情。
And so in the work of ministry, these ministers should often fast.
所以我们也看到圣灵就在他们的当中来工作。
And so we can see that the Holy Spirit was working among them because of this.
第三节。
Verse 3.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
所以他们照着圣灵给他们的指示。他们打发两个人出去传福音。
So in accordance with the instruction from the Holy Spirit, they sent out two people.
也是这个禁食祷告来按手差派。
And they were sent out to do gospel work. And so here you saw that they fasted and prayed and laid hands and then sent them away.
好，再请看《使徒行传》十四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 14.
十四章二十三节。
14 verse 23.
二人在各教会中显立长老，又禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
保罗、巴拿巴他们就被差派出去传福音，去建设教、去成立教会。
Paul and Barnabas were sent out to go and preach the gospel and to establish churches.
那在工作的当中、他们一样有禁食的。禁食祷告这件事情。
And during their work and ministry, they also had fasting prayer.
这里是刚才所念的经节二十三节就说到，他们要离开一个地方之前，又特别跟他们一起禁食祷告。
And we saw that before they were to leave, they would have a special fasting prayer.
那所以这样看来，无论在旧约在新约都有这个。禁食祷告这样的事情。
So it appears that regardless of whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, there is fasting prayer.
所以今天我们有祷告生活，可以的话， 我们也为自己来加上这个禁食祷告。
And if we have a habit of a daily life of prayer, we should add onto it fasting prayer.
相信会让我们的信仰的道路更有意义，更有价值。
Because I believe that it will give our life more meaning and value.
相信会让我们在信仰的体验上能够更深入、更丰富。
Because it will give us deeper experiences and rich experiences with God.
那通常好的事情也很容易被扭曲。
And oftentimes good things are taken away from us.
被 twist.
Sorry, twisted.
那所以呢，禁食祷告通常会跟那一个字眼“刻苦己心”放在一起。
The meaning of things are often twisted, so the word fasting prayer is often combined with afflict your souls.
我们所做的任何事情都要得到神的喜悦。
And what we do, we all hope that God will be pleased with.
禁食祷告是一件非常好的事情。但是我们也是要得到神的喜悦。
And even though fasting prayer is a really good thing, we want to make sure that God is pleased with our fasting prayer.
所以主耶稣也特别为禁食祷告做了一个勉励。
So Jesus Christ had once also given us a teaching about fasting prayers.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章十六节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 16.
十六节，你们禁食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上挂着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是禁食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
十七节，你们禁食的时候要梳头洗脸。
But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face.
十八节，不叫人看出你禁食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
所以主耶稣强调着，禁食祷告是好的一件事情但是我们也要用对的态度方式来做这个好的事情。
So here it teaches us that yes, fasting prayer is a good thing, but we have to use the right attitude when we fast.
所以但愿我们借着这样的查考，我们互相来得到一些有关禁食祷告的勉励。
I hope that through this we are mutually edified by the teaching of fasting.
用对的态度有目标的来做这一件。美好的事情。
To use the correct attitude and to have the correct purpose when we use fasting prayer.
那灵恩会的期间，通常也是一个为自己来做一个禁食祷告的一个好的时间。
And when spiritual convocation is approaching, it's also a good time to utilize fasting prayer.
我们想想看，我们有什么祷告的目标，我们或许可以在灵恩会的时候。为了这个事情，我们来禁食祷告。
Let's think about what goals we have in prayer, and we can pray for them, especially in the upcoming spiritual convocation.
那相信神一定会让我们对禁食祷告能够有很好的体验。
And I believe that God will give us a very good experience through fasting prayer.
在我们祷告之前，我们一起来唱诗264首，唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's all sing hymn before our prayer 264.The first and the last verse.
Amen.
Please be seated.
那我们来做我们今天下午的祷告会。
So this concludes our afternoon session.
对不起，我占用了一些时间哈。那但是我想我们也一样哈，祷告个二十分钟。
I apologize for going over time, but we will still pray 20 minutes.
我们继续为Joanne Lu的爸爸代祷。
Let's continue to pray for Sister Joanne's father.
为我们很多的慕道朋友代祷。
As well as our many friends who are here.
为我们的灵恩布道会祷告。
As well as our upcoming spiritual convocation.
愿主的恩惠丰丰富富的在灵恩会的时候来赏赐给我们。
And may God give us abundant grace when we have our spiritual convocation.
那当然，我们都准备好了来领受。
So that we can be prepared to receive.
要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
Those of you who wish to receive laying of hands may come forward.